Now, we're going to do a little demonstration, right? You have to close your eyes, and you have to point where you hear me clapping, all right? Okay, how about if everyone over there shouts? One, two, three. Brilliant. Now open your eyes. We'll do it one more time. Everyone over there shout.
Hooray!
Where's the sound coming from? Thank you very much. What's the point? The point is what science does for us, right? We normally walk through life responding, but if we ever want to do anything different, we have to step into uncertainty. When he opened his eyes, he was able to see the world in a new way. That's what science offers us. It offers the possibility to step on uncertainty through the process of play, right? Now, true science education, I think, should be about giving people a voice and enabling to express that voice. So I've asked Amy to be the last voice in this short story. So, Amy.
This project was really exciting for me because it brought the process of discovery to life. And it showed me that anyone, and I mean anyone, has the potential to discover something new. And that a small question can lead into a big discovery. Changing the way a person thinks about something can be easy or hard. It all depends on the way the person feels about change. But changing the way I thought about science was surprisingly easy. Once we played the games and then started to think about the puzzle, I then realized that science isn't just a boring subject, and that anyone can discover something new. You just need an opportunity. My opportunity came in the form of Bo and the Black Autumn Bee Project. Thank you.
Thank you very much.